From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. The University of Utah is warning about a measles case on campus. The school sent out an alert last night with a list of locations all over campus where people may have been exposed. It would have been between March 24th and 28th. As of the latest numbers from the Utah Department of Health and Human Services, there have been over 550 confirmed measles cases in the state in this outbreak. It started in June last year, but almost a quarter of those cases were in the last 3 weeks. Southwest and Northeast Utah have the highest rate of cases. Utah's dry, warm winter has set us up for a bad wildfire year. KUER's David Kondos has more.
Utah has had 84 wildfires so far this year. That's significantly more than last year at this time, says Kelly Wickens. She's a fire prevention specialist with the Utah Division of Fire, Forestry, and State Lands. And potential fire fuels, like trees and grasses, are very dry.
We're setting records for this time of year, and we're seeing values that we normally see in May or early June, which is kind of a warning signal.
The latest outlook from the National Interagency Fire Center predicts above normal fire activity in southern Utah starting next month. By July, those conditions will cover the entire state. That's a month to a month and a half earlier than usual, says Brad Washa, an assistant professor of wildland fire science at Utah State University.
That means that we can be looking at potentially a longer fire season, and when we do get fires, those fuels are going to be drier, so those fires could be of greater severity.
He says Utahns can protect their property by clearing dead branches, removing low-hanging limbs from trees, and moving firewood piles away from their home. For KUER News, I'm David Kondos in St. George.
Utah ranks second in the nation for people getting more education after high school. Just under two-thirds of Utahns ages 25 to 64 have a post-secondary certification, certificate, or degree. A new report from the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute says Utahns with more education earn more money and are less likely to be unemployed. They also vote and volunteer at higher rates. The report also looked at the economic impact of Utah's public colleges and universities. They employ more than 70,000 people and contribute about $14 billion in gross domestic product. Rental rates in the region are going down. That's according to a new report that shows a drop in prices during the past few years, though they remain above the levels of the COVID pandemic 6 years ago. Rob Warnick is lead economic researcher with Apartment List. He says some new homes are being built specifically for rentals.
There are estimates that upwards of 10% of all of the new single-family homes being built are being built explicitly to rent. That's the market kind of meeting the consumer where they're at and adapting to the demands of the consumer.
Warnick says year over year, Salt Lake City rental prices are down 2.5%. You're listening to KUER News.